We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Marks and Reese. Oh, that's the Family Feud theme. Jack, who's your go-to Family Feud host? Since you probably only know a few.
Steve Harvey. That's the only one I
Steve
got.
Harvey is the best. There's no doubt about that.
Really?
Oh, he's great.
I can't stand Steve Harvey.
Is that right?
I'm not a Steve Harvey fan.
You don't like the painted on mustache and...
Yeah, I didn't like the painted on hairline that he had before that with the haircut he had before he decided to let it all go. I don't know what it is, man. Maybe he stretched himself too thin.
Oh, my God. He radio shows,
yeah,
and TV shows.
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
And...
It's too much of him. It's like you're a comedian. You've gotten into other areas of where you're being stretched thin, and that's not why I became a fan of Steve Harvey.
Because he is a funny dude.
Man, yeah.
Kings of Comedy is a
I love
great.
Love him in the Kings
great,
of Comedy. Love him in the Kings of Comedy. But, yeah, him as a host of Family Feud, I'm not saying he's bad, but I grew up on Richard Dawson.
Yeah, Richard Dawson. Then
Ray Combs is from Cincinnati.
Is he?
Yeah.
And he committed.
Dayton. Is he from Dayton? He might be from Dayton.
He passed away. I believe he committed.
Yes.
And I don't want to say it because I'm wrong. He did. Yeah,
yes.
I think he committed suicide.
Yes.
And then you had the dude from Home Improvement. That was terrible.
Tim?
No, it was the bearded dude.
Ow!
Yeah.
I missed him. He was hosting Family Feud.
You didn't miss much, yes. Terrible.
Wow.
You had Louis Anderson, who was the worst of all of them.
I remember that.
You had John O'Hurley, the guy from Seinfeld, Mr. Peterman from Seinfeld, gray hair.
Yeah.
And then Steve Harvey took over, and he's been much better than any of these other guys.
What's the dude from Cleveland was there? Drew Carey.
Price is Right.
Oh, that was the Price is Right.
And he took over. Okay. Bob Barker is...
Right. Price is right.
I didn't think anybody could step in for Bob Barker, and I don't watch the Price is Right much anymore, but he's done a good job stepping in for a legend.
Yeah, that's what it is, Price is Right.
Right. I mean, Wayne Brady does the Let's Make a Deal, and I can't tell you I like that show.
Let me tell you, Wayne Brady is the funniest when he's... not being Wayne Brady.
When he
has to do something that we're not used to seeing him do, like Wayne Brady is funny to me. Like, I don't hear Wayne Brady curse a lot. So
when he's out of that character?
Yes. When he's out of that character, I'm like, damn, this is Wayne Brady?
Yes. Well, he does that. Well, yes. So Steve Harvey.
And I didn't know that.
So Steve Harvey, this isn't the Family Feud, and they had Jack, what did they have? They had like NFL.
Yeah, Hall of Famers.
Hall
on the
of
show.
Famers. So yeah, I saw Michael Irvin in the.
Going against current players?
I don't know. They're
I'm not
going
even
against.
Sure.
Okay.
But so I know when they cut the camera, they had Michael Irvin that was laughing or whatever. So they had Hall of Fame NFL players. Mm-hmm. So they're doing Fast Money at the end where you have the two guys that go. So they have 128 on the board. I don't know who went first. So then Bruce Smith comes up. And the first question and answer, so when you give an answer and it's already taken, it goes, eh, eh, and
right.
Then it says, please try again. So this is how it sounded.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a tent. What the f*** he said?
Hammer is a tool. That is true.
Just play the beginning again, because I would have said hammer too, and then I'm trying to think what I would say next. A screwdriver.
If Captain Hook was moonlighting as a handyman, he might replace his hook with what tool?
A hammer.
Try again.
A penis.
Tell me the age a kid is too old to sleep with a tennis. What the f*** did he say?
Hey, screwdriver would be the, right? Or saw? I don't know.
Yeah, the screwdriver, yeah.
A screwdriver would have been the next thing, not a...
What?
Not
Come
a
on,
penis,
Bruce.
Not a penis.
Come on, Bruce. No, Steve Harvey was the best on that one. As he started to ask the next question.
What the f*** did he say?
Because it would have taken that long for it to register to me, too.
Yes, the first time you hear it, you're like, what did he just say? That's why he's the best, because he has those moments where
he does have the looks and the...
He's quick.
Yes.
Love Steve Harvey. All right, so that's an all-time Family Feud moment.
I know why I hate Steve Harvey, those suits.
Oh, man, he's got those suits. He's got those big suits,
Look,
man.
He was big on the big suits back when I played, when we wore the long suits.
When you had the big suits.
Yes, when I had the long suit.
All right, let's go back to the phones. We have, let's go to Ziggy in Lehigh, was at Live Aid. Ziggy, how are you?
Hey, Johnny, what's up?
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, you were talking about Live Aid, right?
Yes, Live Aid.
Yeah, I was there.
Really?
Now I'm showing my age. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was there. It was the first time Jimmy Page and Robert Plant got together on stage and played a song.
Since they broke up?
Since Bonham passed away.
Oh.
And I think it was the last time they played together too. I'm not quite sure, but I don't know if they may have had an engagement in London a few years ago for something, but I don't think they've ever played on stage together since then.
Wow.
And it was all day, all night, bands, everybody was there.
95 degrees.
Oh my God, it's unbelievable. There's like 120,000 people jammed into JFK. Just unbelievable.
Wow.
When I heard you say I didn't realize today was the anniversary, I started thinking about it again. Oh, man, my friends and I went down. About 15 of us went down. We had a half a barrel of beer in a van on ice, you know.
It was a whole different
time back then.
Thanks, Ziggy. Yeah, it was the first time that Led Zeppelin did perform since their drummer died. So there you go. Here's how I remember, because I wasn't that old. My cousin Chris was born on Live Aid. So today's his birthday as well. So
is he the Paul Pierce guy?
Yes, yes.
The big Celtics fan?
Yes, he showed up to the family barbecue in a Paul Pierce jersey, and he still hears about it today. Ben in Downingtown. Ben, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
Benjamin.
What's up, Ben?
Hey, listen, are they going to play that charge in the stadiums too on top of the crowd noise? Charge!
Do they still do it?
I don't know. Will they?
I hope so.
I hope not.
Yeah, I hope so. I want the organ. I want God Bless America in the seventh inning. I want the Fanatic.
Yeah.
Making fun of Time of the Sword. I want all of it.
Yeah, Ike Reese, that take on the Fanatic not coming in there, man, that's the worst take you've ever had since you started with WIP.
Wow.
My friend, you get a boo for that one. We need the Fanatic in the stands.
Oh,
there's,
man.
There's plenty of stuff that he could be doing if he was there.
Like what?
He can shoot.
Sticking his tongue out?
Shoot T-shirts at the cardboard cutouts, and if it hits your cardboard cutout, you get a T-shirt sent in the mail.
That's probably a good idea, Ben. They probably gonna try that one.
Shoot some fake hot dogs in Hatfield to send you a $5 coupon for some hot dogs or something like that. You know what I mean? On Dollar Dog Night.
Okay.
We can get it in. But
All right. Well, listen. I knew when I walked down that Fanatic Road, it was not a popular road.
You gotta be careful.
Yeah, well, I mean,
it was my honest feeling on it.
Yeah, but our listeners weren't ready for you to hate fun and the Fanatic. Like, we just didn't think that you could hate such a fun, lovable character like the Fanatic.
Hate? I wouldn't use that word to describe it. I wouldn't use hate. I'm just baffled as to why he's going to be there.
You wonder what he's going to do. He's not allowed on the field.
He can't interact with the players.
He's not allowed near anybody.
He can't be on the dugout.
He can't ride his little ATV on the field, right? So he can't do that.
I'm going to watch him change locations in the stadium all game.
Could
Where's the Fanatic?
Game.
I'm sure he's going to be sitting in the stands with the mask on.
Hot.
Oh, man, he's going to be hot, no doubt. All right, coming up, Mark's the Reese text line. The rest of your phone calls. Oh, T's going to check in next.
I'm not trying to take a job away. I'm sorry, Fanatic. I know you got work to do.
Oh, you're trying to get him furloughed too. Good job, Mike.
Sorry about that.
All right, coming up, Marks and Reese text line and your phone calls coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. But hey, listen, when was the last time you actually thought about hot water, right? Well, you don't think about it until you don't have any. And if you're not getting the hot water that you need, do something about it before it's a bigger problem. Did you know that heating water is the second largest user of energy in your home? So how you heat your water does matter. And Bradford White is a Philly area company that's been making built-to-be-the-best water heaters for over 130 years. That's why you should choose the quality, efficiency, and performance of a Bradford White water heater. I should know because I have a Bradford White water heater in my home, and it delivers the hot water my family needs every day, year after year, worry-free. And now, tank or tankless, gas or electric, there's a Bradford White water heater perfect for your home. And Bradford White believes in the importance of professional installation of their products. And that's why you won't find their products in the big home improvement stores, only through plumbing pros. So tell your plumbing professional that you want the quality, reliability, and performance of Bradford White. Plumbing pros know that when you need a water heater, Bradford White is a great choice. And check this out. Local energy companies are offering rebates on many Bradford White water heater models. Plus, you can get tax credits, too, so you can get the best and save up to $700. So go to BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a plumbing pro near you. Bradford White. All right, Marks and Reese. There may be some bonus Marks and Reese tonight.
Uh-oh.
As John Johnson's coming up here at 6 o'clock. But apparently there's heavy traffic outside as Tucker Bagley, the evening producer, and John Johnson are both stuck in gridlock traffic. We're waiting for updates to see when they'll be in, but I can stay on a little bit longer there, Jack Fritz.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, Tucker and Jan Johnson. Jan Johnson, I know you're used to coming in here when there's no traffic on the road.
That's right.
4:30 a.m. is a little different than 4:30 p.m.
There must be something going on out there if they're both.
He's not used to being out here at 4:30 in the afternoon.
Tucker's in Phoenixville, so he's up towards me. So I know that trying to get here at this time of day, you're looking at sometimes an hour and 15, hour and a half.
Oh, dude, you might as well leave at lunchtime.
I mean, that's the thing. Yeah. But I mean, there must be some kind of a bad accident or something to where they're not able to get here.
Yeah, right. I mean, John said he's stuck. He left his house at 4:30 and he said he's barely moved. So it seems like there's a big accident on 95 south.
He's barely moved?
Did he take Waze?
Yeah, did he use the GPS?
I don't know. Oh, just relaxed.
John Johnson, if you're listening, what are you doing?
Come on, Jan Johnson.
Very bad by John.
Listen, we can't get on John. My man took it hard last week, or the last 2 weeks.
Were you listening this morning when the caller called in and buried him? Peggy?
Why'd he bury him?
No, Peggy.
Peggy. This sounded like a nice old lady called in. And
she
was
called
like,
in and buried him?
Buried John Johnson.
Well, she basically asked Angelo.
Angelo, don't ever take off again.
Well, she basically asked him, have you listened to him?
Oh.
In other words, because he was asking, well, what's wrong with John? You know?
And she answered?
Yeah, she answered, have you heard him? That's cold-blooded.
Well.
And first of all, it's not easy filling in that chair in a morning show.
Dude.
You know what I mean? You're talking about
you got a
three
whole
decades.
Crew, you got a whole crew of people that you're working with.
Yes.
As well.
Yes.
I agree. John does just
fine. Johnson did a fantastic job, man. And to put up with Keith and Al.
Well, and by the way, it was last week with the DeSean Jackson stuff, too. So that's not necessarily an easy... John Johnson's on the line right now. John, what's up, man?
Gentlemen, I cannot apologize enough. I normally leave my house at 4:30, and I did so today. And apparently there's an accident on 95 South, closer to you guys by Allegheny that has the southbound lanes completely shut down.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Well, I won't be there by 6.
It means... Bonus coverage of Marks and Reese.
I'm sorry, guys. So, this is the first time I've ever been late.
I'm like, so what does that mean? It means you won't be here by 6. Is that what that means?
Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, that's correct.
How about 6:05?
I will try my hardest to get there by 6:05, but I don't think that's going to happen.
How about 6:30?
I will try my hardest for 6:30.
Is Tucker Bagley stuck in the same traffic?
No, he's coming from a different direction.
I thought it was 95 South from Phoenixville.
No. Unless you went there. No, you come 76.
John's still on the phone.
Anyway, hi, John. Did you hear the old lady bury you this morning, John?
I did. I was going to dedicate my show this evening to little old Peggy, who
called me one of the worst hosts ever on WIP. It was lovely.
No, completely disagree with her, brother. Fantastic job by you. Yeoman's work by you. I mean, to carry around Keith Jones and Al Morgani for 2 weeks, man. Come on, man. That's not easy work, brother.
I cannot tell you how many times I left the station and Al had put trash in my computer bag or, candy wrappers, or I couldn't find stuff. The practical jokes were never ending.
Listen, that guy finds a way to keep himself amused, right?
He does. He does. He does. All right, listen, John, just be careful, man.
Yeah.
Right, but get here ASAP.
Use the shoulder, man. Use the shoulder. Get here soon.
Yeah, and listen. And tell the police that you're a very important worker.
Yeah, you're an essential worker, man.
Play the Do You Know Who I Am card.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll
people
play
love that.
I'm sure that'll work.
Thanks, all right, brother. See you in a minute. Again.
All right, yes. John. All right, get in here.
Jack Fritz will be doing his first show.
Starting about seven.
It's the Jack Fritz Show, starring Jack Fritz. All right, let's get to the guys. I see you there. We're gonna get your phone calls, but let's get to the.
They have another segment.
Well, especially since we have a whole another segment or two to do.
Yeah. So stay there for even longer. To the Marks and Reese text line, brought to you by the Casino at Delaware Park. They are open for gaming, live racing, wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play the text line.
Text line.
General Reese, I regret to report Lord Commander Spike of the Esken name took out our beloved General Chuckles this past Thursday. The 101st Cheesesteaks are lost without him. Please send help. In Five's love, General Real Prince Blue.
What happened?
All right.
What did Spike do?
So
you also missed this while you were
General
away.
Chuckles was attacking Spike and Elliot on Twitter and saying that Spike hired Elliot because of ties to Syracuse and a lot of other stuff that I don't remember
I missed
or care
all
to get
this.
Into.
Yeah.
So what did he happened? Did he block him or?
Well, Spike and him got into a little bit on Twitter.
They did.
Yeah. The rest
really?
Of the history.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Like Chuckles was.
And he's been banned.
Chuckles was out of line.
He was out of line.
He was out of line. I would say he was out of line.
I would tend to agree. Spike hired Elliot because he was the best person for the job. I mean, he didn't hire him because of nepotism or whatever he's talking about. Elliot does a good job. All right, so yeah.
Except for when he's talking about Carson. Yeah.
Well, all right, maybe he doesn't always do a good job, but I like him.
Elliot is a Cowboys fan.
All right, we like him, so we're going to pretend
that
we
love ESP.
Yes.
We love ESP.
All right.
My bad, General Chuckles. I don't.
Yeah, General Chuckles.
I don't know what to do.
We love you, but, you know, Elliot's a teammate of ours. We got to be in support of our teammates.
Yes.
There you go. What's up?
Has Joe and New Hope argued Wentz Foles with any raccoons yet? Mike and Modco.
So Joe Giglio is currently in the Poconos.
Uh-oh.
And he's not glamping. He's camping.
What's glamping?
I didn't know about it before
it's like,
Friday.
It's like, you know, it's like
you're going camping, but
you're
staying. Yeah, you're staying in like a,
you have a huge tent. There's
tent
air
with beds and stuff.
Yeah, it's
kind of what I would do if I were out there.
What I would do too. There's no way
I'm
in hell.
I'm in a damn cabin.
So he's in a tent with a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Yeah, there's no way in hell.
It's hot as hell.
Yeah,
it's muggy. There's bugs everywhere. He says he's gonna live off the land. He's gonna catch a trout and fry it in a pan on the fire.
I know what he won't be doing while he's out there.
L. He's going to take an L on that one. Man, this is his one.
Bugs and kids. Yeah, I know what you won't be doing while you're out there.
He takes, and he's such a good dad. He takes 1 week off a year.
This is his first vacation in 2 years.
His first vacation in 2 years, and he's going camping in a tent. It's unbelievable. His kids are excited, though.
He's doing it for the kids.
He's doing it for the kids.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Help! Joe in the Poconos.
No, he's gonna come back. We'll see him and he'll have a big smile on his face.
You sure about that?
Yes.
If he comes back a changed man.
What if he gets bitten by something out there?
I'm rooting for that.
Can he grow a beard? Like, would he come back with a beard?
I wouldn't want to see what
he looks
like. I
don't think I've ever seen him with facial hair.
A beard, no.
Good dog.
A minor spider bite wouldn't be bad. Right on the leg. That's what I'm rooting for. Go ahead.
Sign JT, please. Bryce from South Jersey.
Yeah, man. I mean, listen, Bryce is putting the pressure on him.
Bryce has turned it up, hasn't he?
Yeah, I think Bryce better calm down a little bit. I'm just saying.
Why?
He's yelling it out in games and stuff. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Kevin DeGondi, ESPN, Mr. Philadelphia, he puts out a tweet last week.
Yeah.
And he's like, it's ridiculous. The Phillies won't sign JT, blah, 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 blah. Like, all right, we don't know what they're asking for. You can rip the Phillies if he leaves, right?
Yes.
If he leaves, then
yes.
You can rip them. But until then.
I will.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will. They'll yes. look stupid. They gave up their top prospects. They gave up a good young catcher in Jorge Alfaro. I know Jack doesn't like him. I still think he's a good prospect.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, to get a guy, you got to re-sign him. But if they're electing to go and John Middleton says, I'm not giving him 6 years right now because I'm going to outbid anybody anyway, then let the market play itself out.
We better tell Bryce that.
Yeah, someone should.
So he can chill.
Ike, he is the fanatic. He would lose all street cred if he wasn't there. Don't you know all about losing street cred? Gibby from Voorhees.
That's true.
Good one, Gibby.
Yeah. No, I have very little street cred, if I have any left, Emmy.
Yeah, but compared to me, you still look very good.
Well, we're both in the suburbs. That's all that really matters. Yeah, the Fanatic. I accidentally walked into that Fanatic conversation just because I was thinking out loud as to what the hell is the Fanatic going to do during games.
I thought it was a necessary take.
With no fans, right?
No, I mean, listen. An honest take is an honest take.
It's honest take.
You should be allowed to wonder what the hell is the Fanatic doing.
When there's no fans.
I mean, you know, it would still make me warm my heart to see him out there. But, I mean, there's not many things he can do, right? They're going to get really creative.
Well, I guess people want to have something else to look at.
Yes.
Right? And
he'll go out there and he'll tell you the tongue.
Yeah, he's going to get a workout.
Yeah, he will.
Because he can't use any of his machines. So everything he has to do is manual labor.
He's going to have to get creative, without a doubt.
Welcome back, Ike. It was funny to hear you say that maybe Brett Brown can sell Ben Simmons to a lesser ball-handling role. Brett Brown couldn't sell ice water to people in hell. Here's waiting for that Jay Wright to the Sixers press conference. Fingers crossed. Scott from Delco.
Twitter today brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. They're offering 5 years of no interest for all diamond rings purchased in July. Shop local, buy her the ring you want now, and do it interest-free. Mark's-Jewelers.com. We'll come back. We'll get your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Bonus coverage.
If I was Jay Wright, I'd be interested in the Sixers job.
Hell yeah.
I'd give it another year, though.
Yeah, you know what? I actually think Brett Brown saves his job now.
Yeah. Well, we're going to the conference finals.
Well, especially if they do that. Bonus coverage of Marks and Reese right after this. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.